she laid out her never-ending array of chemicals, powders, ointments, and sprays. These had fascinated me. At one time, I had delighted in watching her use them. I was drawn to them. I know, because they all seemed improbably exotic. Each one was different. But most had their names printed in gold script on the labels, and all claimed that they had been made in France or other foreign countries. She'd love to hear me read out to her the lists of outlandish ingredients they contained. I know now that they were probably all bought at Boots, but they had once seemed so glamorous. By the time we were in Brighton, though, it turned my stomach to see her rubbing the stuff into her skin and painting her face, all in an attempt to make herself look like the younger woman in the picture with my father. And to make it worse, I was always being told how poor we were, and I presumed that these things were expensive. It seemed, therefore, not only a waste of time, but knowingly wasteful. When she started using her creams, powders and paints in Brighton, I had to look away. I took pleasure in going to the window and opening it wide. I knew that my mother hated me to sit on the low sill, hanging out high above the busy street. It was dangerous, and I suppose I was taunting her, although it pains me now to admit this. I would pretend not to hear her calling me to be careful, or see her walking slow.